The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the recent past and now with more unicorns and rainbows. This is the worst little podcast in the world. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, joined by my good friends, Mr. Nick Ramirez and Dogwater Dick. We've got a big show in store for you this week. We've got a couple of phone calls to make at the top of the show, and we've also got the awesome power of the Bazooka Zoo.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi, kids.
Everybody.
What's happening, B? What's
how are you guys doing? Let's say hi to the band real quick.
Hey.
Hi, band. Bazooka Zoo.
Shalom.
Hi, guys.
What's going on,
Shalom.
Man?
This has been a zoo of a setup today.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I enjoy making Rick's life hell.
Oh, fucking Rory sends me this message, just passes it along. Oh, and they've got 19 fucking things that they're going to bring with them, goddammit, and plug it all in. Oh, and it's all in stereo, by the way. And then after he sends me all that bullshit, he just sends me a text today. Oh, by the way, there's a speaking guest also.
That equals 20, and we have 16.
We have 16, so. Right. And two of them you can't hear.
Some has to
so,
be
So, yeah,
fixed.
Everything. So I had to break everybody's heart today.
And we had to kill Chewbacca so to make room for
to
the band.
To make room for the
Absolutely.
Band.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or
Chewie.
The
ghost of Chewbacca will not be
and then I,
today.
I climbed inside of him.
I thought they smelled bad on the outside.
When really, you know.
I thought they were hairy.
Speaking of which, it did not die of the cold. It actually kept lukewarm. throughout the night.
Oh, that's a good Star Wars joke.
Zing!
Way to go. Yeah. George know. Lucas no, is all. That was great.
I don't give myself a ding. I give myself a... Yeah,
there much you better. Go. You clown.
So, hi, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, I hope you enjoyed the two podcasts this past week to make up for the lack of one entirely the week before. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed the both the Countress and the Hanging Out With Us episode.
Yeah. Both very good episodes, especially the Hanging Out With Us.
I actually listened to the Hanging Out With
I
Us.
I loved
one.
Countress. What are you talking about?
They were rad.
It was a good show.
Oh, I like metal and shit. I just like when we talk and play old shit, like the old days, you know, like season one.
Well, it's fucking easy to set up, Jesus Christ, just us.
Back in the remember we had a table in
two
the
and a half years ago.
I feel like we ruined everything.
I know,
no, totally. You know. Guys did. Like
we had a
it's
then
really
Bazooka Zoo came
we had a
in
double team plug-in.
I want to book every band in town on this show. Right. Rick has to learn how to shut up and deal with it.
You said the same exact thing, but opposite. On your end.
I have a feeling it's going to be like Memory Motel show where it took forever to set up, but fuck, it was worth it.
It
I
better
bet.
Be.
God, I hope
you guys
so.
Better not.
Same
suck.
With Big Remote. Big Remote was like that.
Dude, you guys
and just like the Memory Motel show, we've got cameras in the studio.
Yeah.
Like,
hi.
They gave us beer, man. We're ready.
And mom
TV. We take care of our bands. We do provide the liquor.
We just have to make sure people know.
This ain't
no
cheap shit. This is third street or shift.
Oh, and we have a band to thank for that.
A little screen.
Oh, yes. Let's. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, instead of our normal shout out to one band, we're going to switch it up. And don't forget to check your aversion therapy link.
Oh, yeah.
Aversion therapy.
This beer brought to you by... Aversion therapy.
They recorded all weekend and they left it behind. So,
aww.
But as for aversion therapy,
those guys are homosexuals, allegedly.
Thank you, Chewie.
Fucking Chewie.
Chewie from the ring.
I didn't think Chewie was going to be here this week. Awesome. I'm glad he's here with us.
Rick's got his zombie corpse in the other room.
Making love.
He just pokes him. Like say something.
Necromantic.
Zombie corpse?
Say something again, Chewbacca.
What is supposed to be just the head?
Oh.
No, he's busy.
He sounds pretty feminine like JD on doing that.
Sounds pretty busy. Yeah.
Hey, JD, you all right out there? Man, you
making diarrhea.
Rick's got him busy.
JD, the drummer, for the first time in the history of the show, is not in the same room with us.
I'm so lonely out here.
Yeah.
I was so nervous it was going to be me. I thought they were going to put bass out there because no one cares about the bass.
Like Dogwater Dick, we don't care about him and make him sit in the other room.
room because the cool party's in here.
Mm. That's right.
Yeah, we're all naked, for the record. Everyone's naked. It's great.
And I am wearing my beer box. Yes.
And no pants with a bow tie.
Yes. It's fantastic.
I'm cold. I feel like a heroin addict.
It actually smells pretty good in there.
So like I said at the top of the show, we've got some phone calls to get through. I'm going to be calling right now. As soon as I pull this up, right now,
Zach's mom. I'm on TV.
Lovely, lovely comedian who's joined us in the past. Friend of the show, Susan Young.
Oh, yeah, yeah, she's funny.
I thought you were going to say like Mayor Cashel.
And she is the girl of larger carriage who was very funny.
Bit of a white trash beer drinking lady.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I like her.
Delightful woman. Mm. She's hanging out and going to be in Reno this weekend. And I think she's got a surprise guest that she's going to want to talk to us about.
Oh, cool.
Zach, are you noodling?
Yeah, he is noodling.
No more noodling.
Stop noodling.
You can't stop.
Okay, phone call. Everybody shut up.
Is she hot?
No.
Did you hear
that? Well, unless you're into
they
that.
Described her before?
I don't care.
Any of that?
If you she's like very large women, she's hot.
Pretty face.
Hello?
Hey. Susan?
Yep.
Hi, Susan. It's Rory with the Worst Little Podcast. How you doing today?
Hello.
How has your day been going?
Hello.
Good.
Have you been drinking?
No.
Did I wake you up?
I'm about to. I'm on Van Nuys.
Oh, you in your car driving?
Nice.
Classic.
Ask her if
are you driving in your car right now?
Nope. I'm in the hotel.
Oh, okay. Good. Cheers. Good. Cheers.
We want you to be safe.
It's yeah. Hot. But yeah, definitely. It's time to start drinking. It's already after 8.
Fuck.
Wait.
So what do you got going on?
Are we on?
We're on the show.
It's hot.
It's happening. Oh.
It's so hot, baby.
Yeah, I'm just down here with a bunch of comics. We were up in Sacramento last night, and now we've cruised down to L.A. for the night. I have a meeting in the morning for a development deal.
Hey, that sounds exciting.
Good luck.
Yeah, it's the Seacrest people. They're Seacrest used to be SAC. I don't know if you know that or not. But.
Yeah, yeah, he was originally out of SAC, totally.
Ryan Seacrest?
I thought she said fat.
No, he used to be SAC.
Yeah.
Oh,
she don't mean PHAT.
Yeah, so we're pitching on the show fat. Where I lose a bunch of weight and do comedy. And
oh, right
all
on.
Excited about it, I guess.
Yeah. An inspiration to us all.
Oh, very cool.
That little kid.
That's so genuine, JD.
Thank you.
Inspiration to us all.
I meant that.
So are you going to be coming back through Reno? You were just here this last weekend, right?
Yeah, well, I headlined last week, but this week I'm coming back to work with Murray Langston, who's the unknown comic member from the Gong Show. And so
but now he's known. You just put his name out there.
The actual unknown comic?
Wait, who was
Chuck Barris and shit?
I'm with him in Tahoe.
Do we have to beep his name out?
On Wednesday night at 8:30 at the Crystal Bay Casino.
Nice.
And
that's a good gig.
It's the original unknown comic from the Gong Show.
Like with
Holy
the bag over his head
shit.
And everything?
Yeah, you know what? I was just with him in Washington, and he told me the story about how the bag started.
Oh, tell us.
Tell us.
I know.
Can you repeat it?
Yeah, okay, I'll tell you. So he was a famous actor. Like, he was on Sonny and Cher, and he wrote for everybody. And he had a bunch of money, and he opened a bar called Celebrities. And everyone came, but he didn't really know about bars, so it didn't do well. And so Deborah Winger was a waitress, and like all these celebrities were waitresses, it became celebrities later. So anyway, he lost his ass, and he was out of money, and he had an audition for this Gong Show. And he told the producer, man, I'm so embarrassed that I have to do this. And she goes, well, why don't you just wear a bag over your head?
Oh, that's awesome.
And it worked.
And that's what happened.
And the rest is television history.
Yeah, and then the rest is television and movie history.
Yeah, and then he did, remember when he did that Playboy Centerfold or Playgirl?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I love that.
Gross.
Yeah. As a teenage boy, I totally jacked off and looked at that.
We're in Tahoe.
Again.
RenoTahoeComedy.com. RenoTahoeComedy.com. And then we're doing the Reno station there, the Underground.
Yeah.
Two shows Friday, Saturday. They're at 8:00.
Excellent. Yes, at our lovely Pioneer Underground Theater.
Great place to see comedy.
Bring cake and cupcakes if you can. That'd be awesome.
For you?
Yeah. If you ever go to a birthday party and look at the size of the cake and then count the people and think, man, I'm going to have to kill somebody.
There's never enough.
Because I'll shank a bitch for that corner piece. I'll be like, flowers are mine.
See, I always want one of those centerpieces where it's more cake than frosting.
Oh, yeah, and then you find yourself passed out. You know how you're getting old, Rory, is when cake starts to act as a sedative.
I found the same thing happens to me with pizza and beer for some reason. I eat pizza and beer and I'm a coma. Yeah.
With frosting all over your face.
Strange animals are coming up and licking me.
Same thing with you're like, happy birthday to me. Yeah, so it's going to be a great show. 8 o'clock on Friday, 8 o'clock on Saturday. Tahoe.
Cool. Yeah, no, we have the listeners up in the Tahoe area, so hopefully somebody will be able to come check you out up there.
Yeah, Crystal Bay is a nice
club. Place to go thrift shopping.
Thrift shopping in Tahoe? Stop
noodling. The rich people.
Yeah, they're like, so they'll stay all summer, and then we'll just be like, no, throw all this stuff away. And they'll donate it, and then...
I never really thought about it, but yeah, it's all rich people cast-offs.
Yeah, and then when they're done running the places at the end of the summer, they just like, oh, donate all this stuff.
I don't want to carry it all on the airplane.
Last time I got some Coach sunglasses for like $3. And
rad.
Cool. Yeah, those are legit.
We get my kid a new ski jacket. He just turned 18. You know what that means?
He can vote.
Lots of things. Most of them not good.
Yeah. Can't buy beer.
I will no longer be known as the defendant's mother.
You can buy porn.
Die.
I expect a stewardess to come every time you press that button.
He has those big holes in his ears. Those plugs.
God, I hate that. It's so gay.
So does Rory. I have those plugs
Rory
in my ears
that.
As well. They're all making
shit.
Fun of me.
Everybody
now.
Should
can't
let
get a job.
Get gay because it makes it so much easier to chain them up.
My mom used to just hook mine with her finger and come over here.
What did your dad do?
I can't wait, till when old did you? And you have to hang your IV from it.
That's a great idea. Now I'm trying to think of what drinks and food I could hang from my ears. Yeah,
like Christmas you can.
Yeah, Christmas
yeah, like
popcorn.
Beer. Yeah, like those beer hats that have the big straws that come down.
Right, with the beer hats. Yeah. No, I have once in a while. I've put my earphones through them so they don't fall out when I'm riding on my bike.
That's so gross. Yeah. It smells like uncut dick.
Yeah,
it's nasty.
He's dyslexic, so he gets his tattoos put on backwards so that he can read them.
I like this guy. You should bring him around sometime.
Well, I'm thinking about working in Tahoe this winter up at the ski resort, so you guys might get to meet him.
Oh, very cool. The ski resort. Which one?
I'll have to ask him. There are a few.
The one with the people.
It's Mount Rose.
The one with
the
snow.
Ski resort. The one where everybody goes skiing at.
Yeah, they don't fucking the sled there. No sledding.
You know, the one where people ski.
There's a hill and
with the white stuff.
A couple of
you're sitting in this chair
bunnies,
thing.
Some
and
hot
some
cocoa.
Trees, yeah.
So, hey, it sounds like you're going to have a great week, and we are looking very much forward to seeing you.
Yay, are you guys coming down?
I am going to try to make it. I don't have my daughter this weekend, and I'm going to try to make that happen.
You guys should before I'm too big to come back to Reno.
Exactly.
I'm huge in Reno. That's a fat joke. But yeah, they should come see Murray Langston. The Unknown Comic is like 60 minutes of one-liners that just bam, bam.
Oh, yeah, I know. Some are just like the worst knock-knock jokes and puns out there, but you can't help but laugh.
Kind of like Gilbert Godfrey.
I was just with him in Washington, and he said one of his jokes, he said, my neighbors keep going through parrots. Maybe they should quit teaching it to say, here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Oh!
No, that sounds like a fun time. That's like one of my earliest comedy memories is watching him on The Gong Show, for sure.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
Chucky B.
He's great. All right, we'll see you guys down there. It's 8 o'clock on Friday and Saturday. RenoTahoeComedy.com.
And what's your website? Are you just on Facebook still?
Mine is WannaRollAFatty.com.
That's right, WannaRollAFatty.com, one of my favorite websites.
All right, guys.
All right, well, we love you, Susan. Hopefully we'll see you this weekend.
I'll start drinking now.
Bye, Susan.
Bye-bye.
I love you.
Bye.
See you. I love you.
Welcome to Costco. Dude, I love you.
I want to go to the buffet with her.
Just have a competition.
No, dude, there'd be no contest.
Just hang out,
she
laugh,
destroy,
eat,
have a blast.
She sounds like she can make a really good homemade meal. I want her to cook that.
I bet she can cook.
Yeah. Like Kobayashi's.
And on the other hand, she has been a single mom. Maybe it's just a microwave thing.
It could be.
That's a question for next time we talk to the lovely and svelte Susan Young.
Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat.
Gourmet top ramen.
Oh, is that what I found in her belly button?
Wow.
It's getting weird now.
So you guys want to play us a song or what?
Yeah, let's play a song.
We fucking have to.
I'm really here just to make, you know, not music, just stand here and look good.
After this setup,
you're
I'm doing
just
a poor
getting
job.
Drunk.
We need to just go for it with some music.
I need more beers.
No, I haven't said it yet.
That's right, fellas. When we say yeah, no, you have to drink.
Everybody drink.
Everybody drink.
It's our drinking game.
I was not informed about this drinking game.
Cheers,
that
gentlemen.
That was the point.
Shit.
Yeah, no, really?
Oh, shit, there it goes again.
Alright, so a little lowdown on this first song. It's called Mercury Rising. It's the title track off our latest EP, Sonic Discoveries. It was a minute or two back, but we hope you dig it the same.
Ships coming. Take
Get down. Jesus like did a spaceship or something.
So
man.
Much fucking shit going on, and that's your stripped down version.
Wow. Right, we had to make them not plug in a whole bunch of stuff.
That's the see our drummer version.
It's a problem.
These are B-sides. These would be like, well, like history. These would be the...
These are the C-sides. Right.
The, that was great, guys.
The Dogwater Peel sessions.
That was really good.
No, I like you guys a lot. I caught you guys at probably the same time Rick did at the Canes release show a while back.
Yeah, Knitting Factory. Yeah.
Sure. And you guys kill it.
Yeah. But, I wasn't paying much attention, though, because, like, the drummer keeps his back to the audience, and he had his shirt tucked in, and his ass was so amazing.
Yeah.
That's all I remember. Not the drummer, the keyboard player. Every drummer's ass is nice, too.
Scott has horrible.
What are you saying? I'm not a sexy motherfucker?
Yeah, I may have a sexy ass and jeans, but you haven't seen the cellulite, baby, huh?
Oh, my God.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah, it's gonna make eye contact.
Why you wear tight
either.
Jeans.
It's absolutely
does
repugnant.
Chewbacca have a button where he says, don't be gross, Rick?
You know what? I was going to chop it out because he says it every show. But the time he said it on that show, Rory talked over him and I couldn't get it.
Oh,
I know. Man. I'm going to get it, though. I'm going to get
it. I knew Chewie would have said that.
I'm going to get it.
I'm not supposed to say a lot of things, and that was probably one of them.
No, you can say whatever you want, man. Rick, however,
cold
is
sores taste like pineapple.
Shit.
More things you're not supposed to say out loud.
God damn. Yeah.
September 10th. All right. My house. You know what tomorrow is.
It's out there now. Fuck.
My birthday party, of course.
Were you born on September 11th?
No.
We're poor people, man.
Just picture JD all alone in the living room. Laughing alone.
Quietly in a darkened room.
Staring at the ceiling, just smiling.
Just listening to the many voices in my head, just fucking in a dark, shady room.
Imagine what you look like to somebody without headphones.
Imagine if there was a break-in, like somebody just broke into the house and JD's the only one sitting in the living room just like, kind of like trying to describe it to us like, guys, there's somebody in here. Like,
does he belong here?
He's taking
on a lot of stuff.
Rick's ex-boyfriend.
Some random
all
asshole set up
off.
Drums in the middle of the living room.
He starts taking the TV while I'm playing.
Never mind.
Imagine how the fucking footy out here looks. I just got a camera set up.
So so everybody knows, it's JD the drummer there, and we've got Zach on guitar. Here's the one setting up the song for us a minute ago. Say hi to everybody.
What's up?
And then across from me here in the room, we've got Evan, the bass player, laying down the groove.
Yeah, hi.
And Scott.
Is that a Rickenbacker?
No. It just looks like it. I made it to look like a Rickenbacker.
It's just like my blue mics.
It's a rad bass, tasty
pancake. And then we've got Scott, the drunken and surly keyboard player.
With the great behind.
God, that
with the great behind.
And the bird sounds and all that.
Well, that said, I'm not accountable for anything that I said.
Reminded me of
drunk.
A Doctor Who episode. I thought I was about to fall asleep and wake up somewhere else. Yeah.
And shout out to the bountiful group of beautiful women who are surely listening. 50% of the band is single. And on the prowl.
And it's up to you to guess.
How appealing.
Ladies, it's up to you to guess which 50% of the band that is.
It's the lower 50%.
It's the lower half.
Is that a short joke?
Incidentally, none of those
No, I think that's a, I'm dating you, baby.
That's forward thinking.
It's a mental connection.
Right.
Just the tip.
That's all you need, really.
Wait, the or a tip?
Oh, it's again. We'll be playing that after the show.
Oh.
Guess who goes first?
Me!
Biscuits and.
Guess who picked the shorts?
Gravy.
All right. Just the tip.
And we also play hot dogging. That's a different game.
It's my favorite
game.
You ain't got to wink at me when you say that, man. I don't know.
I'm getting nervous.
I'm
is there a lock on that
room.
Door?
Yeah, but it locks from the
only
outside.
Only on the outside.
Like seven padlocks.
Sweet
Rick
Jesus.
Has a sealed
I don't remember this door
here.
Being made of steel. What's going on?
And that wobbling underneath your feet, that is not a trap door at all. It's just loose floorboards on the concrete
side. Why is there soundproofing in here?
I was wondering, yeah.
How long have you guys been together?
Yeah, I wanted to ask that. I saw... Where the hell did you guys come from? All of a sudden, you're all over Facebook this last spring.
We slipped on in. Yeah. What went down was...
Who is this Bazooka Zach guy?
Some motherfucker on the streets.
Sure owes me money.
Causing ruckus. But the band's been together for just about a year with all four of us. It was a recording project that turned into a full-fledged band.
Nice.
More than anything, it was like loops and beats that we just couldn't get enough of. You know, we just formed a band.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
Zach just like, noodling
well,
every day.
It's working out pretty good.
Yeah, it's nonstop.
Do you
noodling.
Not noodle?
Zach just noodling all day.
Like,
every
do you
day.
Noodle in the bathtub? Do you noodle in your sleep?
I noodle in the shower. I noodle in my bed. Noodle
sometimes
in the morning.
It's not even with a guitar.
Yeah.
Well, we call
together.
That diddling.
Thump thump. Yeah. That wash basin well, no, yeah. bass.
I call it masturbating.
He's noodling. I'm diddling. We noodle future. And diddle together.
The future is built on diddling.
He noodles while he makes noodles.
They sit in the dark together and diddle and noodle.
When they come in like just like this massive wave.
Well, where the fuck she come from?
Good call, Chewie. Good call.
Yeah, this isn't gay at all. Yeah.
It's
watch
so
out,
nice
ladies.
To have Chewie here, even though he's not here.
I know we talk Chewie. About ladies, but there are no ladies here. What's going on with that?
No, this is gay-io, dudes.
This is gay-io.
Gay-io day radio.
I'd like to think there's at least like one woman
we need
listening
no,
to this.
Yeah, who was that we just called?
Oh, no, we do have some women that
yeah,
listen
Susan.
To this.
Oh,
Susan,
right.
was Susan was listening. Yeah.
No, I just recently, it was Paula. Hi, Paula. You say you listen all the time, so I'm saying hi to you.
Hi.
Hi, Paula.
A friend who decided she's trying to book some other band, long story, but told me she listens to the show all the time. Right. So we have at least... And then, hey, oh, wait, so somebody's mom listens all the... Carson's mom listens.
Right.
That's hot.
She was on her show.
What's her name again?
I'm
Shit.
Into moms.
She was all into the...
Her name is Carson's mom.
Hi, Carson's mom. Carson's we love mom. You.
I guarantee you there's like 10 sorority houses up on
oh,
campus,
yeah.
and they're all in their underwear,
cranking
leaning forward
it.
Over the radio.
yeah, listening to fucking Miley Cyrus.
They're
pillow fights
their
and
faces
shit.
Up on their chins on their hands, and they're laying on the ground, kicking their sandals up above the...
They all sound so sexy.
Yeah,
it's wearing little like sheer baby doll negligee. Yeah.
They all sound so great, except who's that lonely ass drummer?
Huh? Yeah. The drummer just sounds goofy.
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds like he's not even part of the conversation. What's going on here?
Sounds like he's wearing a great hat though.
Yeah, dog.
I really like what you're doing.
And cool Malcolm X
the drummer
X glasses.
Sounds like he's wearing a fedora. It
sounds like he's
really
trying to fucking
that.
Look like a keyboardist. Totally.
Yeah, I'm actually not into that at all.
What, fedoras or
I just don't
or
like
sorority
people,
girls?
Lonely,
people sound
lonely
like
drummers.
You're not into lonely drummers.
At least there's not more. At least there's not
unless
more than one
Carolyn
fedora
Gates,
here. That's all
dude.
I say. There's not more than one.
I'd be all about it if Carolyn was lonely.
Carolyn's lonely.
Yeah.
You gotta fix that.
I'd even do that.
Who's Carolyn? Why is she not here?
Carolyn Gates, she's the
blunderbuss
bass player
Betty
for
Rocker.
Betty Rocker.
Oh, there's nothing sexier than a lady bassist,
yeah.
man.
Oh my god,
bass and drum. And
but she's a drummer
she's
from
both.
Blunderbuss.
Oh my god,
so she lays she's down the boom boom. Boom.
Yeah,
that's attractive.
And she's a redhead,
hot sexy redhead.
And, yeah,
with sassy attitudes.
Oh, Mark Twain once said that brunettes and blondes descended from the apes, but the redheads, they descended from cats. So she's got to be good.
Yeah.
Who said that?
Mark Twain, little Samuel Clemens.
The Marcus Twain.
Now who said that, man?
Why it was your
who
inner life?
we got Uncle Ben.
Oh,
wait,
the Louisiana accent just comes out when he's
just
on radio.
For the record, this is my radio voice, ladies and gentlemen. This is my
is real.
What the fuck is going on with this?
That's my real voice.
Why
okay.
I gotta be the one in the
and,
gentleman?
And Zach was descended from Motown.
Turned into Bill Cosby all of a sudden.
Give me the guy.
Better than Billy Corgan. That's all I could say.
2 weeks in a row.
2 weeks
Cosby.
In a row.
Cosby mentioned. Yeah.
What's wrong with us?
Everyone loves Cosby, dude.
The Cosby moment.
Hey.
Speaking of Bill Cosby.
We calling him?
Another call?
No, but I'm calling Philip Brown.
Oh.
Philip.
Well, because Cosby was a brown guy.
Right.
Oh.
Right. No, no,
I don't get
no.
It. No. Cosby was a
chocolate
Phillips
pudding
guy.
Pops.
Oh.
Or brown.
Oh, chocolate pudding pops.
What are you, some kind of racist, you goddamn spick?
Oh, damn it. There's a couple black dudes in that shit, too.
Namaste. 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 Let's look up Phil's phone number.
Bill Cosby, just a Philip guy. Yeah.
No, not Phil. Phil.
Is he, so who are we talking to? Is he like.
We're talking to Philip Brown, the organizer and promoter of. Well, we'll tell you when we get to it. Philip's
a
wonderful good friend of mine. He really wanted to be on the show today. He's actually been itching to be on the podcast in studio with us.
I think that's a rash.
Is it because we're on?
Hello, Worst Little Podcast.
Hey, Philip Brown.
That's how you're asked.
I was just telling them that how excited you are to be on the show and that you're really mad at the band for kind of cock-blocking
for being
you.
So complicated.
Man, no, my God, not at all. That's what this show is about music. So I have no problem playing second chair. Not at all.
Look at this guy. He's a total professional here.
We cock-blocked him?
I love it. I'm super excited that you guys gave me a call.
In more ways than one.
Damn.
We're having a great show so far. We talked to a comedian. We've already made fun of Cosby twice and a whole lot of gay jokes. And
we went to outer space with Bazooka Zoo.
I love a good fag joke.
Yeah.
And I love to
you just like a
Bill
good
Cosby.
Fag, so.
I love it.
Speaking.
I wish I could be there, but they have a lot of equipment. And, you know, I'm a large faggot. So.
You're an adorable little faggot with a little. I love rubbing your head for good luck.
I'm trying to give as much good luck as I can. I try.
Aww. Does it come out?
The bald head has to be good for something.
It comes out in waves and waves.
Rick, do you know this guy from the meetings?
From the gay meetings? Nick's asking if our sound engineer, who you can't hear, knows you from the gay meetings.
No, but I love short
Latinos.
You know
me from the gay meetings? What is that? Sexaholics?
Well, no, because all you fags know each other, right? You know my friend Tim, the homo?
From St. Louis?
I do. We are all connected by an ex-lover of some sort.
That's actually true.
Especially here in Reno.
We're all connected by someone in the community somehow, whether it's doing something for charity or sleeping.
Kissing cousins.
Yeah, kissing cousins. That's usually how we're all connected.
So, speaking of all this wonderful, the awesome world of not straight world that makes me, as everybody knows, so very uncomfortable. we've got a
dick.
Really, really cool. Yeah, suck one dick, cocksucker for life. I play for your team.
you suck one, you suck them all.
That is not true.
Philip has finagled me into participating in a very, very cursory manner in some very exciting event he's got coming up here.
It's exciting. Drag Queen Boxing, October 12th.
Holy shit.
At the Alley.
That sounds like a
ruthless
winner,
dude.
Guy Girl on Guy Girl Action.
Zach's before me.
Guy Girl on Guy Girl Action.
That's the first time I've heard the event described like that. I think I'm going to have to use that from now on.
No, they're going to have a busy
Please
event.
Do.
Send
Please
a check
do.
To Roy Dowd.
Yeah, I'll take the royalties.
table to Rory Dowd.
I'm gonna be one of the commentators. I will not be boxing. I know that disappoints a lot of you people.
If you want to call someone out, like say Jenny Spencer, you are more than welcome to
I'm paying
step
10
in the
bucks
ring with
to
Jenny
see that.
Spencer and box.
Jenny would kick my ass. Are you kidding
she
me?
Would. I'd pay good money.
I
to
might.
See that.
It's for charity,
and
right?
With all the pills, she wouldn't feel
it,
you
it
hitting
is for
her.
Charity. We're throwing this event for the BOC, which is called Build Our Center.
Can I talk smack to Jenny?
Blue Oyster Cult.
Yes, you can. Yes,
Oh, yeah.
My head hurts.
We encourage it.
I think I might have to blindside her with that and just do it.
I think you should.
All right, so I'm sorry, I interrupted you. What's the charity again?
The charity is BOC, which is Build Our Center, which all gays need somewhere to go. Sometimes, you know, there are so many kids out there and so many people who are, whether they're coming out of the closet or... they are in the closet, and just for families, if they are dealing with their sons or daughters who are coming out and they don't know how, the center is going to be there for everybody. So this charity has been going on for a while. They raise a lot of money to have somewhere for the gay and lesbian and transgender and every other letter that they have attached to it now to go.
LBGDQ, BBQOMG.
LBGDXYZ, you know, like, I mean, there's a lot of us.
OMGWTF.
Tasty.
Yeah, there's a lot of us now. I didn't know. Every time I turn around, there's an extra fucking letter on that. I'm like, you guys are running out of paper. I'm like, eventually, we're going to have to go back to whatever it really was.
And this
we're running out of room.
Right, this is why, let's just embrace faggot and gay.
I do. You know, I was out at dinner and I used the word faggot a lot, and I had this wonderful woman turn to me and she says, "Why would you call yourself that?" And I said, "Embrace it." I'm like, you
damn
know,
right.
say the word faggot. I'm a faggot. I'm a cocksucker, for God's sake. You know? I have taken it in the ass once or twice, all right? Let's and all get used to it.
That's our word.
And you're so hot, you're flaming.
Yes, I'm so hot, I'm flaming. I am on fire. Ow! Yes. So it's Build Our Center. I mean, it's a great, great charity that definitely deserves it, and that's why I picked it. I'm very picky about charities. I don't think all of them are good, especially in the gay community. Some of them are just out to make some quick money to throw a party or whatever. So I was very picky on what I wanted to choose, and one of the board members, Meredith Tanzer, is helping me co-produce this. Her and Jillian Hilgett are helping me co-produce this. They've done such an amazing job on getting me drag queens and getting participants in other areas to be a part of this event. So I'm very grateful for them. Black Hole's going to be there, and they do so much for our community.
More than one.
So, I don't think they're going to be shutting any black holes or any people while the event's going on. But they're going to be participating. So I'm really excited.
Yeah, but black hole. Yeah,
I've got lots of kids in my closet.
We all giggle.
It's gonna be a really fun event. I mean,
super excited.
Lots of black poles too.
I'm excited. You know, like Chapin, we were sitting down one night, and he does a lot for black people. Don't know this, but the Alley does a lot for a lot of communities in Reno.
They do. And, they put on a lot of benefits out there.
They do. They put a lot of benefits, and he said, I would really like to do a benefit here for the gay community. And I said, cut to the chase, Chapin. What the fuck do you want? And he looked at me dead in the eye, and he said, I want some fucking drag queens in here. And I had a bunch of ideas, and I was like, well, you know, that's iffy. I'm like, you know, it's a hit or miss on a good drag show in Reno. And I said, but I'm down for it, and I had a bunch of ideas, and Meredith and Jillian in particular, was able to take my 100 ideas that I had and narrow them down and help me figure out that the only thing that would be appropriate for the gays to do in the Alley was fight. is to get their buzz on and beat the shit out of them.
That's the only thing that would draw a crowd.
That's completely logical. It makes perfect sense.
Right?
Cockfighting.
They wouldn't do like a fashion show.
And we wanted to do something.
Oh, yeah, call it a cockfight.
There might be a couple of cockfights there. There's not going to be. There might be a couple of cockfights going
on. Just don't go into the bathroom between 11:30 and 11:45.
11:30 and 11:45, please use the women's restrooms.
Immediately after the fight, avoid all restrooms.
Just a drunk.
So I mean, it's
there.
Exciting. He wanted drag queens, and I, you know, being a friend of Chapin and a big fan of the Alley, I said, okay, then I'm going to get you some drag queens, and I'm going to get you a show that's appropriate for your bar. And we wanted to come up with a show that wasn't going to isolate and make the straight community feel like they couldn't be a part of it.
Is the lovely Ginger Divine going to be involved with this?
The lovely Ginger Divine is going to be one of the sports commentators with
you. Oh, damn it. I was hoping to see Ginger get in the ring. Maybe I'll challenge
Ginger.
I'm hoping
she does. I'm hoping that someone pisses her off, one of those queens, and she just...
She'll do it, too. She's feisty.
She's feisty. She's a ginger, man. She's a ginger. She doesn't mess around. You know, when I had hair, I was a ginger.
Ah,
so I'm like Lindsay Lohan. I am a fire crotch. So I know how spicy that girl can be. I know.
By the way, the celebrity commentators. That was creepy.
Spicy.
ass play. Who are the celebrity commentators? Who is the announcer for the evening?
The announcer is Ian Sorensen, and he is from the Utility Players.
Right.
And
right?
Amanda Levy is going to be there. Stacey Johnson. They're from the Utility Players, and they're going to be there. Very, very funny comedian. Ed Adkins, who I absolutely love.
Hey, that's a good buddy.
Yes.
The guy behind all the Reno crawls.
Right, he's in charge of all the Reno crawls, and he's on the cover of Reno Tahoe Tonight right now as a zombie.
With his lovely daughter.
Rockstar Paige, man, let's give a shout out. Yeah. She is a badass. I've known that little girl since she was much, much smaller, and I just adore them. So I'm really excited that Ed's going to be there. I'm excited that all of them are going to participate. And of course, my favorite, Jenny Spencer, y'all know her as Pez Dispenser. She's going to be one of the sports commentators as well. Right? Who's Jenny? Jenny who? So excellent. She's going to be one of them as well. So, I mean, we have a good,
it's a good panel.
We have a good lineup.
And then you've
we have
got that fuck that Reverend Rory guy. He sucks.
I don't know who the hell he is, but someone...
Who
someone,
put him on the bill? I don't know.
Someone put him on the bill. I should have taken more charge. Sometimes I drink, you know? Sometimes I have a couple of beers. I'm like, yeah, add whoever. Just give me what I need, you know?
Wait,
so
Philip,
I'm excited. I'm totally pumped about it.
This is going to be great. It's going to be a good event. Lots of fun out at the alley. The thunder from somewhere under... From under.
The thunder from under.
I'm looking forward to being in there. It's going to be a great time. I think we're all... And if I can challenge people to fight in the ring, I am probably going to walk out of there in pain.
I think that you should challenge people into the ring. I think you should.
I am going to challenge Ginger to a slap fight.
Once the drag queen boxing goes on and that they box, I'm going to allow people from the audience to call out their friends and get them into the ring. They can pay a small fee, like $5, to get in the ring.
For
the,
a round.
The money's going to go to charity and beat the shit out of each other.
Excellent.
You know, take your anger out on your best friend. Get him in that ring and beat him down with those boxing gloves.
He's pointing.
I'm pointing at Nick Ramirez now.
It's your chance to be a drag king.
Going down.
You might used to have been tough, but you're getting old there, Nick. You're getting old, man.
I got a bad back, dude.
I have a bad knee.
Aren't we all, Reverend?
Yeah,
I got bad knee too.
Like, yeah, I have bad limbs and shit. Oh, that coordination thing.
I would love to step in the ring with someone, but everybody knows I get a lot of work done, and I don't want no one to fuck up my Botox.
Well, hey, Philip.
All of you can get old, but not me.
We're going to get back to the band here, but I'm excited. Give me the date again on that. Date and time?
All right, that's going to be Drag Queen Boxing at the Alley, October 12th. Doors open at 8:30. Show starts at 10.
Ow. Excellent. So come get your drink on. Watch some very attractive women with large
penises.
Testicles.
I was gonna say biceps, but okay, pythons.
Same.
Large pythons in the ring. It's gonna be a great time, and maybe watch me get my ass kicked. We'll see.
I love it.
Buy a girl.
I'm going.
I'm super excited. Thank you so much for having me on. I super appreciate it.
Thank you.
I can't wait to see you there, and I can't wait to see everyone else. So
we'll get you here in the studio sometime soon too. Actually,
we'll
make it happen.
I would love to do the quiz with this guy.
He'd be fun to do the quiz with. Yeah. All right. I love you, Philip.
I was on the show before. The quiz was my favorite part. I love
it. Oh, yeah. I remember you. You're awesome.
I was a loud homo.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool.
We all sound the same on the phone. we all have an ongoing long list.
Well,
thank you so much.
I love you, babe. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much. Bye-bye
now. Bye-bye.
Man, Rory Dowd.
It was fun.
This is your chance to be a drag king, man.
I have a dress that fits me quite well, too.
So if you're straight, are you a drag king if you do that?
We'll be getting to that shortly.
There's like straight drag queens, right? They just like dressing up like chicks.
Just because you dress in drag does not mean you're gay.
Yeah, man.
You're an ally, maybe.
And chicks, totally. You're a weirdo.
Actually, that's kind of how, my early days. In the 90s, before there was the word metrosexual, they were just us freaks that would wear a skirt and fishnets and boots and go to a show. And shut up. Hey,
shut up, Chewy.
It's that kind of dress that got you born, kid.
Even I thought that was gay.
Yeah, well, if I hadn't worn a skirt, your mom wouldn't have looked at me twice.
All right, Riku, I will see you in the ring.
Dude, that is so gay, Rick wouldn't even do it.
Ice cream truck.
Somebody needs to take those bottles away from us.
Somebody needs to refill these bottles.
Actually, we got a hip hop beat. We've been trying to.
Do we have more beers out there, Rick?
Should we get another song in before we get the band too drunk?
You go get the beers. Absolutely. The band will play a song. They can have the beers after the successful completion of the song.
So this is the extended intro to the season Wakes off of Brainbows.
This is really our new single, man.
Oh yeah.
I want to play.
That's just embarrassing to do. I don't know.
Wee!
And
wee!
Oh, now
Now it sounds good. Now I'm not ashamed of it.
It's as if we're on the mountains of Peru.
Bunch of amateurs.
We're turning into Peruvian pants.
All right, so what do you got for us now?
Oh, the song's called Season Wakes. We'll be playing it at... On the Alley, actually. We'll be playing
at
this Thursday, yeah.
Is this one of the new ones?
Thursday?
Yeah, it's we're playing that this Thursday.
It's not a new one, per
se. Oh, not new, okay.
Just good old-fashioned baby-making music.
Yeah. So hopefully the day this comes out, you guys listening out there, go to the Alley
to the
and
the
see
alley.
This band who will take you to outer space.
Fucking A, October 3rd, man.
Fun
October
fact,
3rd.
You were actually
and
conceived to this
you.
Song, so here we go.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Exceptional. Thank you very much.
I love the anticlimactic clapping at the end of it. little like, it's such a little like nonchalant, like, yeah.
Thank you.
That was kind of cool.
I used to have a whole stadium full of people cheering.
No, oh, yeah. That's what we used to.
This is a small
Nobody's throwing
studio,
bras at me. It's weird.
We could only have like 20 people.
Just
here.
Boxers.
Quit throwing your underwear.
Damn it.
These are soiled.
That's something I've always wondered too about, you know, oh, you know, Elvis, all the panties thrown at him and Tom Jones.
What
and
if we got a little surprise.
If these chicks are just whipping him off, of, like standing there wearing, not bringing him in their purse, but pulling him off to throw up at him.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess with their lady scent, their personal perfume, if you would. That's the
nicely put.
Giving them the pheromones,
stanky pussy,
bump and grind.
Yeah,
that's what they call
but
it.
Oh, okay. I can't you. Imagine that something with a streak was never thrown up.
You know, you never saw like Elvis getting like a wet pair of boxers just thrown in face.
You can never tell. You can never tell in black
have
and white.
That at all?
Yeah, we only get hit with used condoms. Yeah. What's that say?
Oh,
probably not good.
It means people are making love
have
to our
you
music.
You guys been playing shows?
Who are all
at the
these people
star?
Walking around with
Look
used condoms
the
in their
killed.
Back alleys.
They
downtown.
Are definitely just making love to our music.
When we say we're playing at the alley, we actually mean like an alley, not like the concert house.
Yeah.
We just
no
play in alleys for homeless
yeah.
people,
yeah.
and they throw used condoms
yeah,
at us.
It's really know. Scary, actually. A lot of the times, it's just like unsafe.
Like a guy just babbling weird shit throwing.
Get back.
But it's fun. It's good exposure, you know. A lot of the homeless like it, you know.
And you might be able to get a line on that crocodile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The new drug that's all the rage. And
no, I swear they're calluses.
Crocodile?
Ooh.
Have you heard of crocodile?
Do an image search for
I'm
that.
I'm trying to give me a taste.
You heard of Blinky Frog?
Oh, God.
It came from Russia and the Ukraine and is now in Albuquerque. And it
turns people into zombies.
Yeah, it like makes your skin leathery and it rots away from your bone. Your
and
muscle
you can see
rots.
Bone?
Yeah, like your skin splits.
Do an
away,
image search for crocodile.
It's
shut up,
really
man. They're calluses.
Is it a disease or is it a drug? Or
no, it is a drug that leads to severe.
Cheap heroin.
Yeah, it's cheap heroin that leads to muscle and skin atrophication.
Trying to give me a taste, if you know what I'm saying.
And it turns your skin into like alligator crocodile skin, and then rots away. It's really exciting.
Scott actually went to Burning Man this year, and he came back talking about this drug called Blinky Frog.
Oh God! If you ever offered this thing called Blinky Frog, do not take Blinky Frog.
What
you
happened?
Like
do not take the Blinky Frog.
You look like a Blinky fucking frog, and your eyes are going up and down, your tongue popping out, crazy. You had to carefully two motherfuckers out of there. It was
wow. Yeah. Did you take some?
They looked like they were having a great time. They just couldn't stop.
They just had no motor skills at all. And
so
they
about this
themselves.
Crocodile drug, is it supposed to make you feel like a crocodile, look like a crocodile?
Look like a crocodile.
No, it's supposed to make you feel like a junkie.
You ever seen The Mummy 2? Yeah, that's what it looks like. Without the wrapping.
Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
That's what it looks like. That's what it makes your fingers look like.
Naked grown men?
Edward Penis Hands. Yeah.
He does like movies about gladiators.
I think it's time, don't you, Nick?
Let's
really?
Do it. Oh, that's awesome.
Are we getting raped now?
Yes.
We're getting raped
it's
now.
It's time for the gang rape.
Oh, God.
Everybody,
they've got
grab
steel doors.
Your ankles.
They've soundproofed the room.
No. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world. I'm going to ask you boys a series of randomized questions and then score you subjectively.
Oh,
how does
God.
That sound? The winner will get fresh, shiny stickers that I remembered to bring this week.
Oh,
ready?
So bad at this.
I'm fucking ready. So
and a game of Just the Tip with
I'm
going to
say
Spagnum.
All the right things.
It's
yeah, the
always a lie.
The winner of this game gets to move on to the bonus round.
The winner of
this game
round.
Doesn't get raped.
Bony round.
It's not rape if you all sign right. a consent form.
The grand prize is not rape.
Is that what we said?
Russian roulette on a new level.
Was that the drummer who said that? The grand prize.
Alone
not
in
rape.
The room.
That's awesome.
He's happy to be in that room where there's no lock on the door.
Fuck yeah.
Is second place no crying or
He's
something?
He's got one foot out the door.
I like it. I'm slightly
so
frightened.
So let's just jump right into the sex questions then, shall we?
Okay.
Zach, when searching the internet for inspiration, what are your favorite keywords
Donkey.
To use?
Little babies.
Ew.
Ew.
That is definitely the worst answer we've ever had.
Yeah.
Gross.
Gets you a zero on that.
I meant to say passion fruit flowers.
That's way better.
Way better.
Way better.
I'm still only giving you 1 point.
Damn it.
Let's go with you, Evan.
Same question?
Same question.
Do you understand the question?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Got it. It's complex, but I think I can handle it.
Yeah, what keywords do you use to look for porn on the internet?
Yeah, it's pretty highbrow.
G-E-D.
J-D.
J-D.
That's me.
As in the other drummer of Bazooka Zoo.
Yeah.
I just look at pictures of him. I don't know why. I'm not gay for him. I just like looking at pictures of him for some
reason.
Something about the nose.
No, it's the hat.
We'll move along to Scott here. Scott, what are your keywords when looking on the internet for porn?
Al Qaeda.
Oh,
ankles.
Ooh, that's kinky.
Burkas.
Fucking Al Qaeda angels. Burkas. That's some hot shit going on.
I saw
on.
This great picture of a chick with a burka and opening her dress. Big old rack at any rate.
Yeah, but it didn't show her face, did it?
Nope.
That's what he likes.
Showed
about
off her boobs, not her
she
face.
She wasn't real.
I don't like him smiling. Awesome. I don't like him frowning.
I don't like him looking at me at all.
I just look up like disrespectful porn.
I look up horse blinders.
JD,
yo,
tell me you have a healthy porn appetite.
Oh, totally, man.
What do you look for on the internet? What are your favorite keywords?
I usually use the key terms finger food. Most of the time,
graham cracker.
It's either that or Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Or I'm going to Google that shit.
Or
tomorrow.
You know, if it's a
sexy,
very, if it's a very special occasion, I'll like type in, "Oh, you got a dad," and I'll search that. Usually
I'm
that
feeling lucky.
Oh, you got a dad.
Can I?
Oh my god!
Fuck
dude.
That. Can I change my answer to Laura Croft?
You get more points for that.
That's
one.
Actually the best answer. JD you get half of a bonus point.
Yo, did I win? Kinda?
That's first
no,
question.
Dude, as of right now, you're still getting raped.
We all know
as of right now,
answer.
Everybody's getting raped.
Did I get the not rape?
You don't get to cry, JD. You're in second place. You don't get to cry. You're my silver medal.
Zach, where and when did you lose your virginity?
Oh, it was, swear to God, back in my car at the cemetery with an Asian girl.
Yeah.
Did her pussy go the other way?
Dude, I had no idea what was going on, bro. I'm going to be real.
How old were you?
I'm 16.
Excellent. Good man.
Fresh, well, that's a good age to
get a car, right. Get laid. That's the stories.
That was literally how it went down.
Nice.
Evan, same question.
I got to give her a call,
sir.
Bro. I got to call her up.
No. Really
what you
sketchy.
Doing these days?
It's really sketchy. It was like in the back seat of my girlfriend's parents' car.
Yeah.
But they were in it.
What?
It was like very back seat, and they were very silent.
They were like
very
all
very silent.
Quiet cuddling.
I mean, it was like, you know,
dangerous.
Like, it's first time sex, so we were both virgins, and so, you know, what, I don't know if you can count.
Were you like
sex
driving
really,
on
like,
a road trip, or was it like everybody's asleep while camping?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we were just back. It was on a road trip, and we were.
What
just
kind of car is this?
It was like a Suburban.
Oh, okay.
You horny fucks.
Okay.
You're supposed to play Pokemon on
it.
That
makes
trip.
It makes it better.
Yeah,
I'm
sneaky.
Gonna, that's
so
a,
wrong.
That's well done,
good
sir.
Sex.
It makes it better. Yeah. When I was just looking like her father's eyes in the rearview mirror, like right at me, like like that.
Dude,
that's
hot,
bro.
He
gives you the. Thumbs up.
It looked like he was nodding the whole time. It was weird.
Just the car is bouncing.
The devil horns.
Yo.
Like, are we driving in circles? What's happening?
This music's great.
Your girlfriend's a whore.
It's like, we've been home for an hour, dude.
Fuck, it smells in here.
Yeah.
That's
what's that smell?
That's impressive. That is an impressive answer. Scott.
It actually smells pretty good in there.
It didn't make you chew?
Yo, somebody baking cookies?
I'm sure Scott's got one that'll top it.
Oh, good old dog Scott's got a story. How's that the ripe old age of 14, 2001, 2002, New Year's.
Good Lord.
And there was my friend Mario's house. It wasn't my brother's friend.
Mario?
I had no friends back then.
We don't need names.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to give you names. Okay. This
Stephen
makes it all worth it.
Jacobs, little sister.
I didn't fuck Stephen Jacobs. So there I was, New Year's 2002. And
I think I know Steve Jacobs, dude.
Uh-oh. I'll take it back.
Okay. And the first girl I ever got was this Asian chick named Jaylene, and you know it was
the
good.
Same one.
It was kind of awkward.
You guys all got yellow
chick.
Fever.
No, I'm out of the group. But,
did her pussy go the other way?
Yes. The best part about the whole thing was immediately afterwards, I didn't cry, but my brother cried. My brother cried for like 30 minutes. He was so proud of me. He's like, yeah. I'm glad he likes women.
You grow up so fast.
I thought you was a fag.
I love my dead gay son. JD.
Is that a point? No,
that's a Heather's reference.
Getting raped, all right.
I bet JD just laid a girl down on like a bearskin rug.
No,
and
he
sweet,
didn't.
Passionate,
yeah,
like, lovely, lovely sex.
Candles,
yeah.
Bottle of red wine.
Yo, don't you tell my story.
JD, go.
Fuck in the pool. No water.
Yeah, I'm ashamed of myself. It was in a game closet.
A game closet?
Game
closet?
What the fuck is a game closet?
The closet that rich people keep all their board games in.
Yeah, Nazi.
You know, yeah, exactly. I'm like looking at the walls. It's like Risk.
Like sorry.
I'll take the risk.
Sorry. Yeah.
Monopoly.
Sorry, Yahtzee.
That's
know.
So snooty.
Apples to apples.
We have nothing else
Uno.
To do with this space other than keep our board
games
in
No, JD, how was he?
Oh, fuck you. Wonderful.
Oh, fuck you.
No, actually, my real, like, truthfully, my first time was in a fucking Ford Aerostar van in the middle of the fucking desert.
So, three out of
you
four of us lost
the
over
yeah, in fucking
van.
Cars. Why haven't we talked about this,
bro,
guys?
Bro, because it's the only sanctuary you've got when you're 16.
Isn't that crazy?
I was 14. I fucked in a house.
I was fucking terrified.
That's because your fucking parents were in the
yeah,
car.
Because the, dad was yeah. Because the dad was looking at you with discontent yeah. approval.
He's like, he's doing it wrong.
Why is Why
she doesn't like it like that.
Why is it shaped like a J?
Put her on her side, god damn it.
Fucking dark, dude.
Okay.
That's like my
wow.
daughter.
That's two. That's 2 points. Wow. 2 points for Evan right there.
Point and a half.
Hey, cleanse yeah. my palate, dude. Give us a nice question this time.
Yeah, in all gender? Of history, who would you start a fist fight with, JD?
Oh, shit. Oh,
I missed,
oh,
mixed
man.
It, missed it.
Yeah,
up on
you really you. Just you turn that old table around, man. Fucking, you know what? shit, this is a hard one. I'm not good at like the first answer. I need time to.
You shut the hell up and answer, kid.
But you know, maybe Shiva, the god of destruction.
Nice.
Okay.
No,
never
had
that. You don't want to fuck that. You don't want to fuck with that, JD. You really don't.
Oh, I didn't.
Who
know,
else says
I didn't, she will cut your penis off, but good luck with that.
I didn't know it could be like made
real
up
person though. Burt Reynolds. I think
ooh,
he'd be a good nice. Contender.
The again. Stash.
Yeah, you know, and he'd say great. Something cool like, "I'm gonna fuck you up," or like something like crazy like. I'm a fucking buddy old bread boy.
And then he just, fucking, then he just runs you over this car.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn. Rick, are you getting a boner off that or what?
I am, but it's not off that.
Oh. Scott.
It's off of my story.
Quite honestly, Mahatma Gandhi, he won't fight back. But, you know, he might have some secrets. You know, you always got to worry about the short guy that stands in the corner that doesn't say shit, you know.
And he does carry that staff.
Yeah, he might have some secrets. I'm really interested to see what kind of fighting style he has. Non-violence, you know, I win.
I blow you up with his mind, dude. Right. Mind bullets.
It's like scanners,
well,
dude.
Don't get. But yeah, definitely that guy, because
all right,
winning.
Okay. Evan.
You know, it's typical, but I've always wanted to fight Hitler. It just
yeah.
like,
yeah?
ever
yeah.
since, especially ever since Inglourious Basterds came out, I'm just like, I gotta do it. Like, if I had the opportunity, I would try to kick
Gandhi
him
and Hitler?
He'd probably kick
that's
him.
That's both popular answers. Yeah.
Let's tag team those bitches.
Yeah.
Hitler a little more popular than Gandhi, though.
Zach?
I'm sorry, I gotta take that Shirley Temple bitch on.
Nice. Holy shit, I think we got a winner.
You and the child,
I think we have a winner.
I guarantee you I could beat her up because of the same height.
I got animal crackers.
Either way, as a child or as she is today.
That bitch had it coming.
Yo, make me a drink.
As she is today. Shirley Temple, black eye.
I hate that drink. She had it coming.
JD, what was the first album you ever purchased?
Ooh,
oh, God.
That's a real good one,
I just
bro.
Explained this.
Thank you.
Oh, man. I got to think back.
I know exactly.
I got to real think back.
I think it was that
Britney Spears.
Yeah. Yeah, it was Oops, I Did It
Oops,
Again,
I did
bro.
It again. Oh. She's so fine.
I'm a Barbie
girl. It's probably like
girl.
Something like crazy, like Totally Hits One. Or fucking like
yeah.
Or
now that's what I call music. Yeah,
no, it was now. Keto. It was like now Keto. Three or some shit.
Now three.
No, I think like the first thing I listened to was like a Beatles Greatest Hits. Actually, I think.
Okay,
I can see that.
Yeah.
Then wait, the first thing you ever listened to, or the first thing you ever
bought?
Purchased?
The red album or the blue one?
Bought with your own money.
Fucking probably bought. Oh, bought.
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
It was bought. It was
I
never
have
to
buy
to.
It. Okay. Fucking
Children
yo,
of
All Tim. Honesty, you know, I was young.
Every
I was foolish, you know, we all were.
And KOTB?
Michael Bolton?
Oh, man, it was Limp Bizkit, bro.
Oh! Burn!
Ah, shit, yo.
Minus 4 points. You're getting
like a chainsaw!
Yo, for the record, like my musical taste has increased tenfold since that
nope,
time.
Back to start, dude. That's fucking...
Give me something bright!
I could totally see how that influences
you know?
Why are you so angry, JD?
Scott?
Oh, God. I can't really remember the first album I ever bought, but I can tell you about the first albums I ever received. And the first one I actually ever got on my own was Dr. Dre 2001. And honestly, I was like 12 years old and I jacked that shit.
Recorded by Tom
Records.
Gordon
yeah.
from fucking Reno.
Really?
At
really?
Wrong.
Yeah.
At
I actually just told him that story the other day. I jacked that shit from Recycled Records. No, that.
I have a chair.
He bought that.
I have a chair at my house signed by Dr. Dre when he was recording that shit.
No shit. The first records
Mary
that were
Ann
ever given
got
to
that
me.
For me.
The first records that were ever given to me was definitely Classical Thunder. And my mom gave me like the whole entire like 13 volume hit classics. So.
Wow.
Yeah, that was really hip with it.
Evan?
Mine, it was What Hits by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. It was like their very first greatest hits
album. So now
we
know who the cool guy
is. Sucked.
Yeah.
But, yeah. It had cool, higher... No, shot. Well, here's my
it's
explanation.
It's a best of album,
it had, though. It had, it had Higher Ground on it, and I only knew that song from the Power Rangers movie. It was like my favorite song from that. So I researched the band back in the day and was like, there we go. Like,
and
talk shit about the Power Rangers.
You are aware that that's a Stevie Wonder song, too.
Yeah, yeah. I know that they covered it. But the Chili Peppers version was in the Power Rangers movie.
This such sellouts.
It was
man.
A dark day for.
No, it's not. It's not. I'm talking shit about the Power Rangers. It's like that's the first time you heard that song.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah. We're not talking shit
like
about the Power Rangers.
You guys like all 20 years old.
Yes,
that's so much
better.
Yeah,
Zach, you got it right exactly. So now to turn the
I was young, dude.
The,
I was
the
like
camera
10.
Lens and spotlight to you, sir.
I want to say Blink-182, but that's not the truth.
What's the truth?
Tell the truth,
Weird
Dookie.
Al Yankovic, bro.
Yeah! You're way cooler telling the truth.
That's
not bad.
That's a blend of an answer.
I would have guessed Lorena
Weird
McKenna,
Al
fuck
will
it.
Be remembered forever.
Yeah. Weird Al is he's a scholar and a gentleman.
Oh,
and
I know it was the album with Yoda.
That's a good one, dude. Yoda. Yep. Oh, and that one about I'd rather swim in a swimming pool full of double-edged razor blades.
Yeah.
Amish Paradise.
One more night with you.
And I'm sitting making oat milk.
I'd rather clean Grand Central Station with my tongue.
All right, and one final question.
Again, gross.
I wonder who's in the lead.
What's your favorite drunk food, Zach?
That's a challenge.
Sandwiches.
Favorite thing to eat when you are shit-faced
we
at 2 in the morning.
We all know it's sandwiches, but what's in the sandwiches? That's the question, all right?
Definitely salami. Definitely salami.
Yeah, salami, some kale.
Candidate number one for being raped after the show.
I want him to.
Bazooka Zach.
I would like to entertain all the listeners out there, but I'm not going to. It's a fucking sandwich. You get home, you get the 2 pieces of bread, you chock it full, you get what you want, you throw it down, you eat his goddamn sandwich. All right, let's be real here.
A little
grill it?
You're drunk.
A little salami and fromunda cheese between 2 buns.
Incidentally, he's eating a sandwich right now.
it's wildly regular. Yeah.
Evan.
The biscuits and gravy breakfast from Golden Silver. It's like,
ooh,
it's
Golden
been my
Silver.
It's been my go-to place. I don't mean not just that. Like, I've deviated, but usually that's what I go to when I'm like,
no,
they're
B&G
like
in the middle of the night.
Yeah,
fantastic,
you know what? Yeah.
Dude.
I forgot. This is drunk food, right?
Yeah, drunk food.
This
very
is
good
like
answer.
You're wasted,
good answer.
And it's easy to just pile into your mouth. It's
right.
Just, you know,
it's solid. Soft and warm. And yeah.
Like perfect. Your mom.
Shut up, you.
I don't get it.
Why?
Don't talk to my daughter like that.
Shut up, you too.
Scott, drunk food.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
The drunk memble.
It's pistachio encrusted chili and sea bass with the side of pan seared asparagus and wine seared noodles.
He's done that.
Yeah,
howdy,
done that.
Faggot.
Hey, it's high fucking class, all right?
No, that's probably say foe more than anything, man. That's just bomb. It's cheap. It's open till 3 a.m. You don't have to make it.
You need to hydrate.
Whatever, man. Gold and silver's open 24/7.
I don't care about that.
So. I could dig on
JD!
Shit.
What's your favorite drink? I've given you time to think.
Hot dog sandwich.
Can we answer for
him? We got to answer for him.
We have to answer for him.
All right, JD, shut up. Let's let the rest of the band answer for him.
Go ahead and say it.
First, JD, put him on mute.
Guys, this is like password.
I don't want to be right.
It's like password.
I don't want to be
JD makes this concoction he calls either the fancy sandwich or the hot dog sandwich, in which he cuts a hot dog in half and then just he blackens the fuck out of them, like, just like completely blackens.
Char grilled.
Puts that on 2 pieces of toast with mayonnaise. What's the rest of it?
Ketchup,
and crushed up Doritos.
Doritos.
Sounds fucking good, man.
And I think barbecue sauce.
That's
finds
sober
its way in there
and drunk
too.
Food.
Yeah.
And JD, do we have a match?
Oh, you know, they just described it like I'm a fucking monster. But, you know, it's a very, you know, it's actually a French dish.
I'm sorry.
Crepes? No. Is it crepes?
I'm sorry. I have to correct myself.
No, hold on. Let me tell this.
It was with fancy sauce, so it's mayonnaise and ketchup mixed together. That's why it's the fancy sandwich.
Yeah. It's a delicate situation here, so let's let him speak.
Okay. Yeah. So it depends on the variations of my drunkenness. If I'm like fucking moderately drunk, I'm going to make that hot dog sandwich, you know. I'm going to make it like a grilled cheese, put a little like sliced up hot dog in that bitch, you know. Grill up the hot dog, you know what I'm saying? Put a little fucking turkey. Put some fucking
we gathered that.
You can't put me on that. So, okay, but if I'm like blackout drunk, what I'll do is I'm going to take
the hot dog roll
if you're blackout.
What you
do. Okay, so I'll make the hot dog sandwich if I'm somewhat drunk, but if I'm blacked out, I'm going to get like a couple tortillas, and I'm going to get some
crepes.
peanut butter and jelly.
Fucking crepes.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Tex-Mex crepes.
Peanut butter on one tortilla, jelly on the other, smoosh them together, grill it. Until it's burnt, and then just fucking shove it into my goddamn mouth.
Shove it into the black of his anus.
So that's negative 10 points for JD right now.
That is the height of nutrition.
That's a pretty fantastic answer.
You know, see? Not rape. That's what I'm getting.
That's what you're working for.
I should probably be raped for my...
I really fucking love cocaine when I rape people.
No. Well, you're not flaccid. You're not flaccid when that happens.
My favorite drunk.
All right, Nick, let's hit him with some rapid fire.
Rapid fire!
All right, fellas. We'll go around the room. Rapid fire. Just answer as fast as you can. First off, the legendary question from Pulp Fiction, which actually wasn't used in the movie, but it was on the DVD extras. Beatles or Elvis?
Beatles.
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 JD? Beatles. All right, Beatles all the way around.
Possibly
that's
easy.
That's very good. Yes. Very good. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars!
Star Wars all the way.
The Star Trek Wars.
JD?
Star Wars Trek. Star Wars. It's a Futurama reference.
Fucking
come on.
Star Wars.
Okay.
Yeah, Star
Galaxy
Wars.
Quest.
All right. Now we got that.
You cannot speak of Star Trek.
Meth or Mountain Dew?
Can I say neither?
Meth.
Dew.
JD?
Meth!
That a boy. All right. Ozzy or Ronnie James Dio?
Man, oh, Dio! Dio!
That is no question. Fucking Dio.
Dio!
Wow.
Yeah.
What about JD?
Hold a diver! Fucking Dio!
I like his rainbow. Yeah.
All the way around.
I like rainbow.
Can I just have this?
That is the first
that
time
is
that
a first.
Ever happened.
That is a first.
Dio.
Almost everybody picks Ozzy.
I'm lost and so alone. I'm asking for your guidance. Won't you come down from your throne?
Okay.
I need you. You've been gone too long in the mid-Nazi.
Fuck it.
Overrated.
Oh.
Ooh. All right, let's move on. Debbie Harry or Madonna?
Harry Madonna would do, I suppose.
Well, yeah, the penthouse. Yeah,
Debbie.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, who the fuck is Debbie? I don't know.
You don't know Debbie Harry? All right, forget it. JD?
Debbie Harry, Debbie. Bro.
All right, that's my boy. Fuck Debbie. Yeah.
Fuck that. Veronica Vaughn.
Blind or deaf?
Blind or deaf? Blind for show.
Blind.
Deaf.
JD?
Oh,
man. Scott's out of the band.
No, they can't hear you coming, man.
Scott's out of the band, bro.
They can't hear you coming. Like, have you ever seen Daredevil? I want that kind of blindness.
You ever seen Daredevil? You get to be selective about your blindness.
I want.
I'll be blind if I have superpowers.
Man, you got to face the facts. Y'all are Sagittarius.
No, for real, though.
All right, you're killing the rapid fire of the rapid.
Fucking blind.
Bacon or chocolate?
Bacon, chocolate.
Bacon.
Chocolate.
Why do you keep combining them?
Zach is losing points every time he
JD,
does that.
JD, bacon or chocolate?
Bacon.
It's the truth. Right.
Somebody
the
just
truth,
wants
baby.
To get raped. He just wants All to right, get raped.
All right, let's do a couple more here. AIDS or cancer?
Oh, cancer's AIDS.
Cancer.
Yeah, birth sign, cancer.
At least I can tell my family.
JD?
Fucking AIDS.
At least I can tell my
AIDS,
family.
AIDS, at least I get... AIDS, at least I get to fucking meet Freddie Mercury or something like that. Hey, AIDS, just sleep
what?
With your money. You'll live
well, you
forever.
Have something
Everyone
in common.
Who
Wait,
has
is
AIDS
that like,
can meet Freddie Mercury.
Exactly.
Exactly. That's the AIDS meeting where they all meet.
Is there a special AIDS heaven?
AIDS like, heaven, exactly.
Yeah, AIDS look, heaven exists. Look at Magic Johnson. He's lived for 30 years.
Yeah, exactly.
He's cured. So he's not
money.
Going there.
He just injected money.
He's going to white heaven.
Rapid fire.
In all honesty,
rapid fire.
Ah, see? He's learning how to play. That's how you play. Yeah. Okay. Let's go with the. Let's go with gay or ginger.
Shit. Ginger. Ginger is appropriate for right now.
Gay. Man, you heard my quote about
I
Samuel
keep
Clemens.
My soul.
Ginger, huh?
Yeah.
Kitty cat, man.
JD, gay or ginger?
Gay, at least I get to meet Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, you and Freddie, bro.
You and Freddie are tight.
No, for real, for real.
All right.
Well,
let's
he's
do
tight.
Yeah, loose.
It won't be tight after you
Clash
meet
your Sex Pistols.
The Clash for sure.
Clash.
Sex Pistols.
Sex Pistols. Ever get the feeling I've been cheating?
50-50
there. Boys Don't Cry? Bollocks. You playing?
That's the cure.
That's the cure, dude.
Yeah, London Calling. My bad. Right.
Boys Don't Cry.
London Calling and Boys. Wow, there's a weird mashup.
All right. Nickelback or Coldplay?
Shit. Kill them both.
Coldback.
Coldplay.
Coldplay.
Coldback. Coldplay.
Coldplay.
JD? You know how they know I'm gay?
Coldplay for sure, dude.
All right, Coldplay or herpes?
Kill them both.
Coldplay or herpes?
Yes. Which would you rather?
Coldplay.
Likewise. I can listen to them with herpes.
I lost points on the Coldplay, didn't I?
Yeah, y'all did.
Shit.
Well, man, they make good family music.
Yeah, no, they're nice. Out of the two, Nickelback and Coldplay, I'd go Coldplay any day.
They're a hip-hop group, right?
Fuck Nickelback, dude.
Yeah, Coldplay, no. Man. Herpes is for life.
Oh, here's a good one. Beat Up or Arrested?
Beat Up.
Beat Up.
Arrested, man. I've been there.
JD?
Arrested. The Fools and the Drunk Take are nice.
All right. And this is your
I
final...
I just feel like there's more honor in getting your ass beat than
yeah,
arrested.
Maybe beat
right
up.
On. Right
beat
on.
Up. Yeah, I do
yeah,
on the regular,
just
bro.
Piss off.
It's all good.
I will I'll do the beating up, yeah.
All right. Final rapid-fire question. If you can live in a world where you could only have one, either Beatles or Star Wars, which do you pick?
The Beatles, because they wrote Rocky Raccoon.
That's
I
right.
I could do that for a while.
I got to do Star Wars.
Ooh,
nice!
I'm the nonconformist. I'm the conformist now. Yes, the Beatles.
All right, JD.
Oh shit!
No, you always answer like
I'm
it's
sorry.
A surprise that we're asking you questions.
Those are two. Those are two things.
Oh
I love,
shit!
Man.
They asked another.
I know
one.
That's why it's a penultimate question.
True. Minus a quarter point for every.
No, what? Yeah, he's negative 14 now.
You're getting raped.
Oh shit!
Say goodbye to your anus, boys.
Yeah.
Star Wars.
Well.
Star Wars.
In the great rape raffle, moving on to the next round will not be Scott.
Nice.
Coming in third place with 36 and 1.5
so
points.
He's the one we rape?
Rape. Yeah. Rape him.
Wait, third
in
wait,
the
third
rape
place.
Off, the other person, another person not getting raped will be JD, the drummer, with 43 points.
Woo!
So this is down to the string guy.
So you're my silver medal,
JD's not getting raped. Scott is getting raped.
No, Scott and JD are both not getting raped.
Oh, okay. JD, let's rape each other.
Virtual high five, Scott.
Oh, so the prize is rape.
Oh, so I'm fine.
No.
Oh. I'm so confused.
Coming in, winning with 48 and 1.5 points, not getting raped as well as Evan.
Oh.
Bazooka Zach with all your lame rapid fire questions. You actually came in
your cancer
with
AIDS
negative
killed you.
8 points.
A resounding fourth place.
That is the lowest score we've ever had on the show.
You made almost
beating Jackson Truckle even.
I'm going to say chocolate bacon for the win. You guys all burn in hell.
Dude, chocolate bacon is a good answer.
That was
one question.
That was okay.
That was the only time
but
the
it didn't negate the
worked.
Fact of the minus 2 points for every other
here
guy.
Is your complimentary bucket of KY.
Oh.
If you just go stand
Rick,
in the
if
garage,
you'll come in here.
Rick will be with you momentarily.
Don't worry. I washed the pillowcases. They taste delicious.
Don't worry. His penis is huge and his hands are small.
Pillow. Who's going to put on the French tickler tonight?
I'd say it's almost 9:30. We got
more
rap.
Music.
Yeah,
more
we're
music
gonna,
and wrap it up.
Yeah, so we're gonna do one more song here.
No, we gotta do two more.
Well, okay, one
let's
more.
Let's do a double shot.
We'll do one and then we'll say goodbye.
Okay, because we got two. What to do? We do.
Let's just say goodbye now, Rick.
Say goodbye and
a
double.
We're gonna
shot.
Say goodbye and let him do a double shot, and we're out.
Okay.
We have
me
an open
and Rory
mic to
have
get to.
Go.
Yeah, we have
now the audience knows what the fuck's going on, but
oh, this sudden stopping is totally obtuse.
I don't even know what obtuse means, but if it's bad, I agree.
I can take my cat all for
right.
a walk.
So don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a lot of great events coming up in the next couple weeks. Shoot, I've completely forgotten what's happening this coming weekend. There's something
Rory,
really...
you fucking retarded douchebag.
Thank you, Bobby.
Bazooka Zoo at the Alley on Thursday.
Bazooka Zoo at the Alley on Thursday. There is a really awesome show on Saturday that I'm...
Stabby Unicorn
CD release show. Yeah. Is going to be Saturday at Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor. So please get your asses down there and support yourself some unicorns.
That was recorded here, right?
Yep.
Recorded awesome. Here at the Dog Water.
It's awesome.
What's the name of it? Licking the Fairy or something?
Licking the Magic. Fuck, I don't know. I should know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's touching
I?
The magic hat. something creepy like that.
Exactly.
But yeah, it's going to be a good weekend, good start to October here in Reno. I guess we're going to end up the show here with a couple of songs by the band here. I want to thank you guys, Bazooka Zoo, for coming in one more time.
Thank you so much for dealing with us.
Do you guys have a website?
Yes, we do. Bazookazak.bandcamp.com and more importantly, Facebook.com/BazookaZooMusic.
Yeah, because everybody does everything on Facebook. Yeah. Fuck the rest of the internet.
Yeah, we got the .com.
We're going to have an actual website dedicated to us pretty soon, I think. I think Scott's putting
within the month.
If you guys ever want to push that off for some really reasonable rates, you happen to know somebody who works at a web design company.
Hey.
Wake and Girl Web Design, give us a call. It's me and Gertie. We'll make all your web dreams come true. Last little plug for me before we last plug the band. Please go see them. They are a rocket science, space rock, awesome, fuck your eyeballs kind of performance.
We will fuck your eyeballs.
I love this band so much and so hard. So for Dogwater Dick, Chewbacca, and Nick Ramirez, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying life is short and I love you. And good night, ladies.
Taking names, I'll say. But I got schemes and blueprints burning straight through my brain, yeah. Well, you can find me in a building with a suit and tie. Just wasting hours, I will only tell a lie. Keep it on. Shaking hands.
Nice.
Why, thanks, anonymous voice from nowhere.
Nowhere.
That's now, this next is. One's our newest single.
Fucking rad.
You never heard, ever.
yeah, this is called Edge of the Abyss, man. I'm going to drop it in a little D right here.
We're wasting time.
Here we go. This one's called Edge of the Abyss.
Brand new.
I'm in space. Thank you.
Fuck.
Hey, Mom.
I like cookies.
Are we on the air still?
I want Susan to make me cookies.
Where's we never got that more beer, dude. We were supposed to get more beer. We're not drunk enough.
We were supposed to get raped. Yeah. Come on.
Excuse me. Yeah. Where's my rape?
I won the fucking prize.
All right, Zach. Let's prepare your anus, Zach. Let's go.
Compulsive acts of sex violence.
Duck Watch Studios.
Do you want your son enticed into the world of homosexuals?